Okay, Megan, tell me about, okay, agribusiness, right?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about your involvement in FFA as far as your SAE and then what businesses you've been involved with.
For the past 5 years, I've been extremely involved in the FFA. My supervised agricultural experience has actually consisted of owning and operating a feed store along with exhibiting swine at the local, district, and state shows.
So tell me about, let's talk about your show activities first, then we'll get to the business. Tell me about swine. Is that what you've been showing?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me
about it.
I've showed swine since I was 9 years old, and this year was kind of my last year, so it was a little bittersweet. But I've had success with it, and I've always been happy. And each time I'm in the ring, I just keep getting more and more competitive, and I'm extremely passionate about the showing industry.
So were you leaning toward just the commercial categories or one of the breeds in particular?
Just the commercial. I mainly show barrows, so I don't really have a specific breed.
Okay. Any tips for those that are maybe starting out on how you best pick the right barrow to be able to compete?
The tip that I would give is take your dad or your ag teacher or just different things like that and learn as much as you can about the good hogs and the not so great ones and just look for each of those different terms. So.
Tell me about your business, a feed store, right?
Yes, I own and operate a feed store in the panhandle of Oklahoma in Boise City. And something unique about my business is I actually sell to 5 different states.
So, okay, now that probably complicates life a little bit, but tell me, what's the name of the feed store?
The name of the feed store is Trantham Feed.
And so tell me a little bit about, you know, what you're actually selling, that some of the products you're selling, how you're marketing those products to 5 states.
The brands that I sell is Showrite and High Noon Feeds. I sell hog feed, cattle feed, goat feed, and sheep feed. And my biggest marketing to different states is the advertisement through newspaper ads or emails to the ag teachers and extension agents. And I actually have a website, and that's been extremely important as well.
So tell me, are you doing, sounds like you're doing kind of a combination, probably showing or selling show feed, but also to a commercial producer as well?
I just sell show feed. Yes.
Okay. So why? Okay. As you sell show feeds, what are the things that you've learned to help make you successful?
I've learned that organization is extremely important and knowing the feed freshness and the quality and just different business skills have helped me extremely well since the time I was an eighth grader.
Now you're in a very small community, very rural community. Is that, in your mind, has that been an advantage as you've grown up and as you've learned to these skills and everything, or is that a disadvantage? Some people think that if you're not close to a lot of people, it's not good.
No, I believe growing up in a small community has helped me so much, not only in my business, but as a person, because there's always that community that's there supporting you and backing you up in anything that you need. So a small community has been extremely beneficial in my life.
Tell me about your involvement with FFA.
In FFA, I show, and I give speeches, and I'm on the AgCom team, and pretty much if there's an ag trip, I'm there. So I've been extremely involved in FFA for the past 5 years.
What's the goal out in front of you as you wrap up your career there at Boise City?
As far as my FFA career?
Well, FFA, but also school.
My goal when leaving Boise City is to hopefully that I've left my mark and a positive one in our community and in the minds of younger children, and I just hope that I've been a role model to them as well.
So what are your plans now after you graduate?
I plan to attend Oklahoma State University and double major in agricultural education and agricultural communications.
What do you think FFA's done for you, Megan?
FFA has not only given me a place in this world as a shy little eighth grader, it's given me a place, and it's also given me life skills that I will use forever in my life. And also, the FFA has given me friendships that I will have for the rest of my life.